For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 400 pages of released FBI documents show the agency was investigating one-time Trump campaign advisor Carter Page as a possible Russian agent. As the president was tweeting away, claiming newly released documents show government misconduct at the start of the Russian interference investigation, the man at the center of them was insisting he's never been an agent of foreign power.
Never.
2016 Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page on CNN's State of the Union also insisting,
on compromising material, not one word. I was hearing about things when you were hearing about things.
President Trump tweeted about the documents. As usual, they're ridiculously heavily redacted, but confirmed with little doubt the Department of Justice and the FBI misled the courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gas prices are going down. John Clements reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
Well, it was a good week for motorists. The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is hearing a call for newer and tougher sanctions against Russia. Senator Lindsey Graham says the sanctions should come as the president leads a campaign to tighten the U.S. election system.
What I think he needs to do is lead this nation to make sure that the 2018 election is protected. So I hope he will direct his government, working with Congress, to harden the 2018 election before it's too late.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wildfires in Northern California are forcing mandatory evacuations near Yosemite National Park. USA's Rick Vincent reports more than 2,900 firefighters are working in triple-digit temperatures and unprecedented winds to battle the Ferguson fire.
Two firefighters have been treated for back injuries. So far, no homes have been damaged. CAL FIRE Captain Christian Lilleman says crews are working to keep that fire from spreading.
It's very, very steep terrain. It's not very accessible. To get to there, the crews and all the equipment have to take a very, very long trip to get around to get into that area.
The fire has grown to more than 45 square miles and is 6% contained. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The latest person to weigh in on last week's summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin is Hillary Clinton, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The idea that the president even considered for a nanosecond turning over a former ambassador to Russia, Mike McFaul, was simply unbelievable.
The former Secretary of State and former presidential hopeful speaking at an arts and politics festival in New York City Saturday and saying that one-on-one never should have been a one-on-one.
You need others in there, and you particularly need a note taker so that there can be no mistake about what was said.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.